Emperor Waltz is here on, well, I was going to say on Live and Local, but it will be officially Live and Local in just a moment. John Frayne's final piece here on 90.9 WYLFM and HD Urbana with translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music and more for Central Illinois. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Kelly. Not used to coming in after John's program, and so being slightly befuddled. Nonetheless, the show is your connection to local performances. And on the program today, we have a few performances to talk about, but they have to do with two different artists. Coming up, I will talk with pipa player from China, Wu Man. She's going to be performing three times with the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra this weekend in Springfield and Bloomington. And, of course, we'll hear samples of her music. But first, we'll be hearing from the singer-songwriter from Southern Illinois called Will Maring. Will is a woman, by the way, W-I-L. And she's performing three times in our area this weekend as well. Springfield on Friday, Peoria on Saturday, and Urbana on Sunday. But before we get to some of Will Maring's music, I, of course, want to remind folks that we're in our spring pledge drive. And so this is my first chance to come to you this week and ask specifically for you to support what happens here on Live and Local. And I know that I've got a big fan of the show in Heather Miller.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You got a busy afternoon.
I have, but it's been a wonderful afternoon. I got to spend 3 hours with John Frayne and classical music, and now I get to sit in the studio for the next hour with one of my favorite programs on WILL, Live and Local. Love it, love it. And it's for things just like Will Maring. Never heard the name before, but I'm going to come out knowing more about this person, and I'm sure I'm going to enjoy her music. And so I have somebody new to follow, somebody new to be curious about. So that's what this show is about. It's like a smorgasbord of musical entertainments coming your way, and you get to sample them. I love that. I have a whole list from last week of guests that you've had on that I've just, the Black Chorus was fabulous. So that's what Live and Local does for you. It is like the highlight of my afternoon, and I hope it is for you as well, and that you'll give us a pledge of appreciation, 217-244-0025. That's the number to call. If you're listening online, like I do at my desk while I'm working, willpledge.org. We have had a terrific support of financial support this afternoon, Kevin, for our drive. We're over $38,000, knocking on the door of $39,000. Let's see if we can't get there during this hour, and let's get five pledges of support for WILL, the music service, and one of my special favorites, Live and Local. 217-244-0025.
And we'll be coming to you just a few times during the course of this hour. We want to have you a chance to hear the full conversations and, of course, as much as the music as possible. So we encourage you to call early, as they say. I don't know if they still say in Chicago, vote early, vote often. call early, call often if you want, but at least do it once during the program. And we'd like to know that you're out there and enjoying folks that you may well not have heard of before. But we hope... And this is certainly one of the points of the show, that by the time you're done listening to what they have to say and the music that they play, you might consider going out to hear live music. It's live and local in our listening area. The phone number at which you can make your pledge of support is 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org to contribute online. Here's a song by Will Maring. It comes from her more recent CD. She doesn't have a really recent one. This is with guitarist Robert Bolin, and this is called Flapping My Wings.
I'm flapping my wings, getting ready to fly. Don't know if you've noticed I'm fixing to say goodbye. Flapping my wings, looking up to the sky. I've practiced my landings, now I'm ready to fly. If you wanna come with, you better pack your things. I'm getting ready to go now. I'm flapping my wings. Flapping my wings.
There's a song called Flapping My Wings, written and played by Will Maring, lead vocalist there, guitar. Were you playing guitar or bass on that tune?
I'm playing guitar on that.
You're playing guitar on that tune, along with Robert Bolan. And that's the name of the CD, Will Maring and Robert Bolan, simple as that. They're longtime touring partners. And she's going to be in our area at least three times this coming weekend, Friday in Springfield, Saturday in Peoria, and Sunday in Urbana. As you could hear, she's my guest this portion of Live and Local, making a return appearance. On the phone, one day we'll get her here in the studio when things work out, but appreciate you joining us very much.
Thank you. Thank you for asking. I like the name of your radio station.
The station or the show?
Isn't it W-I-L-L?
That's it.
And my name's spelled W-I-L.
People
misspell it.
Of course.
W-I-L-L.
You
so
would
it's
like
really
that.
A radio station that's named after me.
About
that. No.
Yeah, really named after the University
maybe
of
I was named
Illinois. Well, maybe so, yeah. Well, yeah. You are, I mean, we're the University of Illinois, and you're an Illinois girl.
Yeah, yeah. I was raised down here in Southern Illinois at in the stomping grounds of Southern Illinois University.
And which is where you still are.
Yep.
In the
little
town of Cobden,
or
if I recall.
Maybe not still am. It's like I came back somehow. There's like this magnetic vortex in this area that draws people back. And you can ask anybody that's been here for, like, to come down and go to school. It's like if they aren't already here again, then there's like this magnetic force that makes them at least want to come back and visit once a year.
Well, and Illinois, and in effect, the Southern Illinois does show up in your songs in so many ways.
Yeah.
Would you say that's true somehow of the one we just heard?
Well, that one is more just a general it's an atmosphere type song. And I wrote it sort of inspired by someone who's kind of getting out away from their comfort zone. Specifically it was about a kid going away to college, but then I realized, well, that's not really completely what it's about. It's more like about somebody who's moving out of their comfort zone and just doing something daring and something maybe that they don't think they can really do, but they're going to try it. Yeah.
Would you say it's an autobiographical song?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It turned into an autobiographical song, though at the time that I wrote it, I did not have that in mind. I was thinking about this gal that was going away to college, and
it
strangely enough, there's a few of my tunes that I've written, and they end up coming true. I don't know if it's like my subconscious is writing them, because my subconscious might already know what's around the next bend, but I don't. You know what I mean? It's weird. It's weird. There's a few tunes that I've written, and then they end up coming true years later.
And how has this one come true?
Well, it has to do with the fact that this year, my longtime duo partner, Robert Boland, he's taking a break. We've been playing together 8 years, I guess. And he has a violin shop down in Cobden, Illinois. And so he just needs to take a break and focus on other things, focus on his shop, focus on his family, focus on just his own creative things that he wants to do. So that kind of puts me in a position where I just have to go out on my own or find other people to play with. And it's a scary thing for me to go out on my own.
And so you sort of are, but you did latch on to somebody to bring with you on this little mini tour.
Right. On this upcoming Central Illinois weekend, I'll be bringing a young guy named Forrest O'Connor, who he's in Nashville right now and living in Nashville, and he's the son of Mark O'Connor, the famous violinist slash fiddler, who was like the go-to guy for fiddle in Nashville all during the 90s, and now he's doing classical stuff, classical music. He's just an amazing, talented fiddle genius. But Forrest does not play fiddle. He plays mandolin, but with the same kind of genius.
Will Maring's going to be playing throughout our area almost literally this weekend. She's my guest this portion of Live and Local. I wanted to step back to a little older CD. This one is called The Calling, and I thought maybe we'd hear the title track. And I guess I would have the same question about this one, which is whether it's at all autobiographical. It begins, I am a poet, I'm a painter, I play bass. I forget what the line is, I play bass in a band. And you do sometimes play bass.
Yeah.
Is this you we're talking about here?
Well, it started out a little bit like that. It started out sort of inspired. I wrote it. I'm trying to think of when I wrote it. I can't remember exactly when I wrote it, but I was thinking about all of these people that are out there trying to earn a living with creative stuff. If it's music or writing, you know, writing books and selling them, or poetry, or songwriters, or art, you know, visual artists. There's a lot of visual artists. And I see, like, go to these spring art fairs and you see people out there in these tents selling pottery in the freezing cold. And you think, well, they're just going to sit there all day and they might sell one piece, you know. And my heart just went out to, you know, people in that position, and as it turned out, I'm sort of in that position in that I'm trying to make a living with my music. And if I can't, you know, the times when the music is thin, I also do visual art. I'm a painter. So, yeah, and it starts out autobiographical, but then it sort of spreads out to include all of us that are trying to make it with art of some sort, art or music.
I play the string bass in a band. I am a writer. I take these pictures. I only am just who I am.
Music by Will Maring. It's her song called The Calling here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Will Maring will be performing three times in our area coming up. More details in a moment. But first, details on how you can support this radio station and this program during our spring pledge period. We have some pretty good goals, $140,000 to raise during this drive. We'll stop early if we get there early, or we'll go the full 8 days if we need to. You can make your call right now at whatever contribution you feel measures properly your enjoyment of this program in particular, since it happens to be the one that you're listening to, but also the value that you place in WYLL-FM in general. Phone number is 217-244-0025, or you can always pledge online at willpledge.org. A little bit of a misnomer. When you're actually going to the website, you're contributing, because you do require your credit card, although there's ways you can do
that.
There
are. There's a whole rift of ways, including writing a check when you go online. So you can actually now make a pledge online if you choose, or myself, I think, let's just get it over with. Let's give that credit card and Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover, and just do it. Be done with it. And know that you have done your part, because this is listener-supported WILL. And whether it's bluegrass or Beethoven, spoken word or saxophone, or fabulous guitar music from Will, that was a real treat, Kevin. I totally enjoyed her performance today. And it's absolutely worth your support. I'd like to say thank you to Lisa of Champaign, because she made a sustaining member pledge today for the music that we listen to here at WILL. And what is a sustainer? It's a listener who makes monthly ongoing contributions to support WILL. So if you looked at your budget and said, wow, I think public radio is easily worth $120 a year, but I can't write a check for $120. You can write a check $10 a month and continue that on year to year, knowing your pledge takes care of your obligations, your desire to support a service that you value. That's what a sustainer does. That's what a sustainer is. And we thank Lisa for being our newest one.
Whether sustaining, whether making a lump sum contribution, we hope that you will consider doing that this afternoon during Live and Local. 217-244-0025. Call and contribute to your listening pleasure and help us
Absolutely.
Reach our goal of $140,000 during this spring membership drive. The website, again, is willpledge.org, W-I-L-L-pledge.org. There is more from Will Maring in just a moment. Our broadcast today is supported not only by our listeners, but also by the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. We were talking about, you know, you grew up in Southern Illinois, you're back in Southern Illinois, and so much of what you write is about people, but also places. And I'm looking at a line here from your biography that says, as a teenager, quote, Will Maring sat for long summer hours at her family's roadside vegetable stand, picking out self-made tunes on her Sears guitar to pass the time. Is that essentially where this all started?
Yes, it is. I was either playing there. Well, that was like, you know, we had our shifts there at the veggie stand. And so I had, you know, 2-hour shift, sometimes longer if other kids didn't do their shift. So I was happy to sit out there and just play guitar and wait for people to come and buy tomatoes.
Did you have the guitar case out and start taking contributions at that point? Was that your first professional gig?
No. At that point, I was so painfully shy that I would not play in the presence of anyone.
So you were hiding behind the veggie stand?
Yeah. Yeah, I had, and that guitar had no case anyway. It was it was a real beater guitar. In fact, I would tie that guitar on the back of my horse and ride around out in the woods, and it would get real scratched up.
You still have it?
No, I don't. I mean, it might be somewhere at my parents' house, but I would have no idea where. And it wasn't very playable anyway. And when I started getting guitar lessons when I was 13, I got a bunch of lessons on that guitar. And then my teacher called a meeting with my mom, and he said, I'm not going to give her one more lesson until she gets a playable guitar.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, and so my mom took me to the music store, and there was a line of guitars, and she sort of pointed, you know, from here on down, you can choose something price-wise, you know, and so I got a Yamaha SG-160.
Did you pick, was that the most expensive in the range she allowed?
Oh, no, it was the best sounding. I strummed each guitar with my thumbnail, and I picked the one that, for some reason, my little kid ear thought was the best one, and strangely enough, it is an amazing guitar still today.
Let's hear another song off of the more recent record. When are you going to come out with a new one, by the way?
When? Oh, that's one of those.
Could be a while, huh?
It makes me flinch.
we won't talk about it.
I have songs, but it's just a matter of, like, going in and getting together all the money and doing it.
All right. Well,
and I haven't done that yet.
We won't push. This is a song called Traveling Companion. I kind of picked it partly because I like it, partly because it's your song, because there's a lot of other tunes. Actually, probably most of the songs on this record are not yours, although many are, several are. But also because, you know, you've got a traveling companion often in Robert Bolan. You've got a traveling companion in Forrest O'Connor, and you just travel a lot to perform. Is there more to this song than that?
Yeah, there's a lot more to it. But it's such a long story that I better not tell it.
And we'll just let the song tell it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure as always to talk to you. Will Maring will be performing three times in our area this weekend, Friday night in Springfield at the Ah Yoga Studio, and Saturday evening in Peoria at the Forest Park Nature Center Auditorium, and then Sunday evening in Urbana at the Iron Post. And she tells me that if somebody wants to have her, particularly in Bloomington or environs, on Monday, she's available. Thank you very much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for helping me get the word out about these shows.
I once had a darling, a traveling companion, who carried the heavy for me. We'd ride side by side and we'd sing to pass time, my traveling companion and me. King and queen of the four lane, through sun, snow and hard rain, we weathered whatever carefree. We'd live for the minute and the joy there was in it, my traveling companion and me. To me, it played an old tune. It was
song lost to my memory. I park the car, lay the keys at the stars, let my mind wander where I could be. Back with my old friend, singing through the miles again, my traveling companion and me. They're riding shotgun with a road map and the rising sun. My traveling
Traveling Companion, music by Will Maring, which she sang along with, she played the bass along with guitarist Robert Bolan from their CD, which is simply called Will Maring and Robert Bolan. And once again, her performance scheduled this weekend, Friday at Ah Yoga Studio in Springfield, 7 o'clock. Saturday at Forest Park Nature Center Auditorium in Peoria, also 7. And on Sunday at the Iron Post in Urbana at 7 o'clock. For more information and to confirm those times, her web address is willmaring.com, W-I-L-M-A-R-I-N-G. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Appreciate you joining us today. Our broadcast is made possible with support from Lincoln Square in Urbana, a lifestyle center with independently owned shops of spirituality and inspiration like the Bible Education Center, the New Life Church of Faith, and Transitions. Our program, of course, also supported by the friends of WILL, the listeners who support us financially. It's our spring pledge period, and this is time for you to make your pledge, your contribution in support of this show, of these stations, particularly if you haven't done so yet during 2014. We will certainly appreciate your contribution towards our goal for our 8-day drive of $140,000. If we get there sooner, we will stop sooner and just move things right along, programmatically speaking. Heather Miller, how are we doing on this drive?
Well, we're
today?
we're doing very well so far. We've raised $38,741 so far. We are very, very close to $39,000, and the next pledge or two could put us right over the top there. I wanted to pick up on something that Will said to you in her interview about how she was nervous and very intimidated by performing in public, and it took a lot of courage to step up and do that. And sometimes when you are doing something for the first time, or if you're new, that can really take some courage, like maybe your first-time pledge to WILL. You're sitting there thinking, I love the music. This is a great show, and it might be a little intimidating to go ahead and make that pledge, but it doesn't have to be. It's easy. We're going to ask very simple things of you, like your name, your address, your phone number, and then we'll ask you how much you'd like to pledge, and that can be real easy, too. You take a look at your budget and then look at your heart. What is this worth to you? What does it matter that we have a program like this where we can learn about all these different acts as they travel through our area? Public radio is never worth less than you are willing to contribute. So go to your phone now and make your first-time contribution as a new member, 217-244-0025.
I like that. Public radio is never worth less than you're willing to contribute to.
It isn't. I've even made an additional gift because, you know, it matters that much. And if you are sitting there and you said, you know, I made my pledge last fall like I did, maybe now is when you can make an additional gift. And you can do that at willpledge.org. You're winding down your workday. There's a half hour to go till 5 o'clock. You're taking a break. You're looking at lining up your to-do list for tomorrow. Don't leave your desk today without one last thing on your to-do list, which is make my pledge of support to WILL and support Live and Local. 217-244-0025 is the number to call, or willpledge.org.
Thank you, Heather, and thanks to all who've contributed during the drive so far. And thanks to pipa player Wu Man, who will be joining us very shortly. She's going to be performing with the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra in Springfield and Bloomington this Friday and Saturday, respectively. And here is a tune of hers that she says you can do a little meditating to. Thank you. That's music with the title of Thinking of Spring in the English translation, performed on the pipa, which is a Chinese lute-like instrument by Wu Man, who is generally considered to be one of the premier virtuosos on that instrument, if not the premier virtuoso. She's going to be performing with the Illinois Symphony this weekend, a concerto by Tan Dun, whom many people will know for his music for the film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. He's written other scores and lots of other music besides. They'll be playing in Springfield at 8 o'clock Friday night and in Bloomington at 7:30 on Saturday under the direction of music director Alistair Willis. Wu Man is my guest this portion of Live and Local. Thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kevin.
How commonly do young people start the pipa in China? Is that something that is picked up frequently?
Yeah, actually, quite common for young kids to pick up the pipa. When I was 9 years old, I picked up the pipa. It's still very kind of popular in China as a traditional instrument.
Traditional as opposed to something from that was brought over from the Western world?
Yeah, well, my instrument, the pipa, existed in China over 1,000 years, and originally came from Central Asia. So Chinese developed the pipa language and took 1,000 years, and right now still exists, still lively in China.
I referred to it as a lute-like instrument, and you said it originated in Central Asia. I'm aware that the lute also originated in Central Asia. I think the ancestor, at least that instrument, was the oud.
Yeah.
Is that also true for the pipa? Would that be its original ancestor?
Yes, ancestor with the oud. Pipa actually ancestor with the wood, with the lute. All kinds of plucking string instruments. They all came from same roots. And pipa with the four strings and play with the fingers.
The pipa has quite a different sound, though, from those other instruments. Is that one? Can you talk a little bit about how it evolved, this particular sound, which is, at least to my ear, a little more, I don't know if this is a good term to use, a little more metallic, perhaps? There seem to be some other vibrations going on.
Well, because of the instrument, the structure different than guitar or oud. Now, pipa it's kind of a flat, but it's much heavier than guitar oud, that kind of a plucking instrument. It's you know, with a pear-shaped, like lute-like instrument. So the two pieces of the wood, one is very heavy and strong. That's why it made the sound so different. And also, if you see in a concert, you will see pipa, there's nothing like guitar. You know, the front, they have a big soundboard or sangho there. Pipa doesn't have that. So that's why the color of the sound, it's quite different. It's kind of a very, like a very pointing out, very kind of a strong sound. But also we have much higher frets on the left hand. So we often bend the notes or slide and big vibratos. So that's very kind of a typical pipa language.
The piece that we played to open this conversation called Thinking of Spring, and I've got another one that I think we'll hear a little later called Night Thoughts. Both of those have what I would say would be descriptive sorts of titles. Are they both traditional tunes?
Thinking of Spring, that's a traditional, that's one of the typical traditional pipa repertoire, which is kind of with a lyrical style. That means music very slow, meditative, and you can hear a lot of left hand, as I mentioned, you know, bending notes, vibrato, harmonic, and give the title spring and thinking. So it's very much meditative, but you have that image in your head. So when you listen to, when you drink a tea, you know, it's kind of a slow pace. The other piece is called Night Thoughts. That's my own composition, but based on ancient pipa tune, which is 8th century. There's a 10 measure, 10 bars, we say, kind of a scale, pipa scale. So I based on that, inspired by that tune, and it's composed one piece. But it's, again, it's the same kind of style. It's a lyrical style. It's often slow and meditative.
Let's give a listen to your composition called Night Thoughts. Before we play it, can you talk a little bit about, can you say how, what sorts of sounds might describe what sorts of things?
The Night Thoughts?
Yeah.
Well, Night Thoughts, it's based on an ancient poem and described the moon, bright moon on the sky during the evening, and so how I miss my hometown. So that kind of feeling in that poem. So I took that as inspiration, and also you know, the ancient tomb. So it starts very slow in the low register, and a lot of big vibrato. Kind of give when you listen to, you can kind of close your eyes, and again, you know, I mentioned it like meditative. That's I want the pipa sound more peaceful, more calm down. So that's also the title. It's called Night Thoughts.
It's a fairly short portion, small portion of a much longer piece called Night Thoughts by the performer, pipaist, Wu Man, who will play with the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra this weekend, a concerto by Tan Dun. We'll have a sample of that coming up in just a moment here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. But first, we want to remind folks that we're in our spring pledge period, always in a critical time for us as we're getting fairly close to the end of our fiscal year, which means we have a pretty substantial goal to meet with your help of $140,000 during this 8-day spring membership drive. You can make your contribution right now by phoning 217-244-0025 in support of the WYNL radio stations, and in particular this program, Live and Local.
Yes, we do. And we have a goal to enroll 15 new friends each day during our spring pledge drive. So if you are a longtime listener but have never yet quite crossed the great divide to become a supporter, I urge you and encourage you to do that this afternoon. Take the plunge. Do something a little different. Make a commitment to support classical music and Live and Local, which we're listening to right now. 217-244-0025. That's the number to call, or willpledge.org before you log off and leave work tonight. Willpledge.org. Let that be the last thing you do.
If you're like Heather and had never known before what a pipa is, you spell that, by the way, P-I-P-A, but have appreciated knowing, then maybe you're the person we're talking to, and if you've not contributed to us before, to become a new friend of Live and Local, 217-244-0025, or online at willpledge.org. Wu Man will play the Tan Dun Pipa Concerto with the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra in Springfield at 6 and 8 on Friday at First Presbyterian Church, and then on Saturday in Bloomington at 7:30 at the Second Presbyterian Church. I actually had a chance to conduct this piece with my orchestra called the Prairie Ensemble a couple years ago, and it was a great deal of fun to do. The audience enjoyed it immensely, I think, and it has some of what you described earlier as some very energetic kinds of music for much of it.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the genesis of this concerto, where it came from?
Oh, well, composer Tan Dun, he came from Hunan, the area which we all know, the Hunan spicy food and very hot, hot pepper. So this, especially this concerto, definitely you can taste that spice.
Mm.
As you mentioned, dramatic, very energetic kind of music. So that's typical Hunan style or Hunan language in this piece. I remember when, the older version of this concerto actually was pipa with the string quartet version, quintet version. So we have much more visual side as well. We have, I have to singing, have to shouting, have to on the stage. But this concerto version pretty much kind of only music as well, with the pipa kind of language. So pipa in this piece kind of the role more like a storyteller, and all the strings, challengingly for the string player, is the language, the tendon language or the Chinese language of how can you play on a string, play on violin or cello, sound like Chinese speaking. So you hear again a lot of left hand slides, imitated pipa sound, and it's a fun piece. It's really, really fun. But for my part of pipa, the language actually still keep it very, very Chinese. You definitely hear that piece, nothing like a Tchaikovsky or Beethoven or Mozart. It's definitely hot, spicy Hunan cuisine.
I love that description. Let's listen to one of the particularly energetic. I mean, there's so much that's energetic in here, but I thought the audience might enjoy this particularly. I'm going to ask you a question here before I actually choose, because I'm forgetting, is it the second or the third movement that's the slow one?
Third
movement. Okay, then it's the second. I want to play a little bit. We'll do a little bit of this second movement. I'm forgetting, are there descriptive titles to these movements?
There's no titles.
They're just movement 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yes.
You said you're in the role of a storyteller here. What would be the story you're telling in this second movement?
Second movement, it's kind of upbeat. It's very light, playful, and it's a folk tune. So starts with the pipa, and the second violin, and come with the pipa under, and then the whole strings coming in. So always pipa, kind of the voice on the top, always starts with something with on the pipa, and then goes to go get wild, everybody. To me, it's like a storyteller. I'm telling the story. I'm taking the sort of like take audience or take listener, even take the orchestra to go into that village, go into the mountains, you know, something like that. Tour guide.
And the orchestra sometimes imitates some of the effects of the pipa, or try to anyway.
Yeah, or they have found to do all the things. You will surprise the, you know, to hear their shouting, their stamping, and join me together. Yeah.
Here are the Moscow soloists led by Yuri Bashmet with Buman on the pipa. This is the second movement of Tandun's concerto for that instrument here on Live and Local. That's a portion of the second movement out of the four movements total of Tandun's pipa concerto. A particularly beautiful one follows this, and the whole piece will be played by Wuman with the Illinois Symphony Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Alistair Willis, on a program that also includes Strauss's Metamorphosen for 23 solo strings. In Springfield at 6 and 8 o'clock Friday night at First Presbyterian Church, and in Bloomington at 7:30 Saturday night at Second Presbyterian Church. There's a bit more to that conversation. I will try to put it up on our website, but the news calls. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we hope that you will call in the next 2 minutes to support Live and Local and NPR. And WILL stations in general, 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org.
Live and Local presents an opportunity for you to learn something new. I learned something new about the peepaw and what it takes to play it and how to put all the sounds together. And that's what this show is all about. It's learning new things. It's exposing your mind to new opportunities. If you appreciate that opportunity, give us a call, 217-244-0025. Make your pledge, willpledge.org, before you walk out and leave work for the day. The show also kind of reminds me of Myrna Golden. She was a huge fan, a longtime supporter, and she really believed in having the opportunity and exposure to new music. It was very important to her. It's very important to you. I encourage your support right now, 217-244-0025.
If you want to make your renewal, if it's time for you to renew your pledge, this would be a great time to do that. You can certainly do it during this drive, and that means you've contributed before, probably annually for some period of time, and it's time for you to do it again. Why not do it? It's a nice spring gift for everybody here at the radio station and to all the listeners out there.
Absolutely.
You're supporting the programs and ensuring that they continue every day, every week, throughout the year. 217-244-0025 or give online at willpledge.org. On tomorrow's program, I'll be welcoming banjo player Bella Fleck, who's going to be performing a concerto with the Peoria Symphony.
I might have to bump Bob out of his slot with you, Kevin, so I can be here again.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. This is 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois.